Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt, das Mayit Katan, Perig Aleph, Mishnah Hey. When a person sees on his guf a nega tzaras, he has to show it to the kayin. Like the Pasuk says, V'huve el aron ha-kayin oyel echad mibanav ha-kayhanin. The kayin looks at it, and if he does not see the shear of a nega, he doesn't see the image of a nega, he knows what to look for. The kayin says, go home, you're okay. If, however, it is a nega, and it has one of the simonei tumah, the kayin says, sorry, you're tameh. And he becomes a metzaira muchlet. If the kayin determines on the one hand it is a nega, but it doesn't have the simonei tumah, the kayin is going to lock him up for 7 days, and he's called a metzaira muzger. After the 7 days of hezger, after the 7 days that he's locked up, he comes to the kayin again. If now the kayin does see a simon tumah, so the kayin is metamehim, and he too is a metzaira muchlet. If, however, the kayin sees that the nega got lighter, it's not as severe as it was before, we're not going into all the halachis, what determines what makes it more severe, less severe, but he sees it's less of a nega, the kayin is metamehim. And if nothing changed, then the kayin says, you're going to get locked up again for 7 days. After the second set of Yemei HaHezger, so once again, if we see a simon tumah, we're metamehim, he becomes a metzaira muchlet. If the nega still didn't change, and for sure if it got better, the kayin is completely metayer him. So you may ask, where does this come into Masechtas Mayit Katan that talks about the halachis of Chol HaMoed? Shouldn't this be in Masechtas Negoyim? The answer is that our Mishnah is going to deal with the shaila whether or not it's mutter for the kayin to see a nega on Chol HaMoed. Once again, Zok the Mishnah, Perik Hei, Mishnei, Rabbi Meir says, Royin es ha-negoyim. It is mutter for a kayin to look at negoyim lehakel. The kayin looks at it, and if it's tahar, so the kayin says you're tahar, because that's a simcha for the person. Let's say we have a mitzayr muzger that's going to come a chalamayim, and he sees taka that it got lighter. Let's say it's the second week and he sees it didn't get any worse. So he can tell him the good news, you're tahar. That's lehakel, to make it easy on him, to give him good news. Avaloy lehachmir. But we don't want the kayin to look at it and say, uh-oh, sorry, you're tummy. So what should the kayin do? He can't lie to him. And the answer is he says nothing. According to Rameyer, even if the kayin sees that it's a nega tummy, he doesn't have to tell him that it's tummy. He can just be quiet. But the chachamim disagree. The chachamim aimim loy lahakel v'loy lahachmir. We don't want the kayin to see the nega during Chol HaMoed at all. Whether it's to be mekel on a mitzvah, to be metayer him, or to be machmer on him, to be metame him. Why not? Why can't we see it lahakel? Don't the chachamim want this person to have simcha yom tov? There's good news for him that he's tar. Why should he have to wait till after yom tov? So let me tell you what the problem is. The chachamim darshan from the pasuk letaroi oy letamai, that once the kayin looks at the nega, he has to tell him the truth. If it's a nega tameh, then the kayin has no choice. He has to be metame him. He can't be quiet. Memela, it is better that he shouldn't see it at all on Chol HaMoed. Because if he sees it, and if it's tameh, he has no choice, he'll have to be metameh him. Now the Gemara explains that the machloikis is dafka by a metzoira muzger, who was already tameh, or partially tameh. It's by him that we say, at least according to Rameyer, look, he's worried about this, he wants to know what's going to be at the end of the 7 days. Let the kayin see it, if there's good news, let the kayin tell him. But let's say it's a person who just saw what he thinks is an egg for the first time. He never ever went to a kayin. For all he knows, the kayin may look at this and say, that's not a nega. So it's not like the kayin already said, listen, you may be a mitzvah, I don't know yet, and he's worried. He's a step before that. Zok the Gemara for him, even Reb Meir would say, let him wait till after Chol HaMoed. Zok the Mishnah Vayter, V'oid, Amar Reb Meir, furthermore says Reb Meir. Here's another kula that Reb Meir has in the halachis of Chol HaMoed. That's the V'oid. Milaket Adam atzmois ave v'imai. Milaket Adam, a person can collect, gather the bones of his father or mother that were buried in an improper place in order to rebury them in the caver of his family. In the days of Chazal, every mishpacha had a mokim kvura b'fnei atzme, a special place where they were buried. And if one person was buried in one place, let's say, for whatever reason, that wasn't the place where his family was buried, they would move over the bones eventually, and they would bury him in the caver of his mishpacha. Now, there are certain halachis of avelos that apply on these days, that the bones are moved over. Rav Meir says, despite that, it could be done a chalamayit. Nimnesha simcha hilay, because it's a simcha. Because it's a simcha, what kind of a simcha is this? And the answer is because he's fulfilling kibbut av ve'em in a way. He knows that his father and mother would want this. They'd want to be moved to the place where their aves are buried, to be in the family plot. Rebbe Kiva Ege says that it's really painful to him. But on Yom Tov, when he's Isaac and Simcha, it'll be easier for him to deal with because you have the Simchas Yom Tov. Either way, it's only Reb Meir who allows us to do this. Rebbe Yossi says, Evel Hulay. No, it's an Avelus. It's a Tzar. And it's Aser and Chalamayit. Even though the halachis of Avelus don't take effect in Chalamayit, but for him just to move the bones, that would cause him Tzar. It reminds him of the Petira of his father and mother, and therefore it should not be done a Chalamayit. The halach is like Rebbe Yossi. Vaitrazak the Mishnah, lo ya'oyder adam al meisai. If a person lost a family relative, Rachmana Litzlan, days before the Yom Tov, he should not hire a savdan, person who does eulogies, to be me'oyrer an old avelis. Sometimes people used to do that. They would gather together, and they would cry over the mace. It helped them vent their inner pain. And they would hire a professional savdan who knows how to make the people cry. Well, that you can't do a chalamayit. Lo yesbidenu. And even someone who passed away now, you also shouldn't hire someone that comes and does the eulogy. The eulogy means the words that I'm a oyre p'chi, that talks about the mace and so on. And all of this applies kaidim l'regel shleishim yom, 30 days before Yom Tov. So the Gemara explains, as the Batanura quotes the Gemara, people used to gather money l'tzarech Yom Tov. And if they're going to hire someone to do a hesbid, they're going to use up the Yom Tov money for really what is a mitzvah, kvayt hames. But right now, we would much rather he shouldn't be mezalzel the Yom Tov. Some say the reason for the 30 days is that after a person really cries very hard, it takes like 30 days to recover. Another pshat in the Mishnah, according to other Rishonim, would read as follows. Lo ya'ir adam al mesai. If someone's family member, Rachmana Litzlan, passed away in Chalamayit, don't bring others to cry along with him. We don't want too much crying in Chalamayit. V'lo yispedenu. And don't hire a professional person that knows how to make a hesped in such a way that everyone cries. And again, both of these halachis would apply kaidim l'regel shloishim yayim, 30 days before Yom Tov. So quickly chazering over what we learned in Mishnah Hay, Rabbi Meir says it's okay for the Kayan to look at Nagayim if he can give the person good news, but if he sees that it's Tami, he shouldn't say anything. The Chachamim say we don't want him to look at all, because if he's going to see that it's Tami, he's going to have to say that it's Tami. Another kula that Rabbi Meir has in Hilchas Chalamayit is that a person can gather the bones of his father and mother and move them to the caver where they would really want to be, the plot that belongs to the whole family, because it's a simcha for him. He's Mekayim Kibbut Av Ve'em. And as we said from Rebbe Kiva Ege, or maybe because it's a Simcha Degatayim, so he won't feel so bad. And Rebbe Yossi says, no, L'maisa, it's an Avelis and it can't be done. And then we learned in the Mishnah, you shouldn't hire a professional person to come and give a hesped on a mace who already passed away. For that matter, you shouldn't hire a person to say a hesped on something that took place right now, Rachman al-Tzan, if he lost a family member, if it's Kaidim L'Regel Shloishim Yad. Why 30 days? So he said, because 30 days before Yom Tov, people start putting aside money for Yom Tov. We don't want them to take that money and use it now for a different mitzvah. So now the mitzvah is Yom Tov. And another reason is, after a person experiences tzar, sometimes it takes 30 days for it to be able to go away. Now, let's go back and ask a very simple question. The Chachamim say we don't want you to look at a nega at all, because if it's Tami, he's going to have to say Tami. What about the Shita of Rabbi Meir? Rebbe Meir says the Kohen does not have to say it's Tame. So Rebbe Meir, look at it. If it's Tar, let him say Tar. And if it's Tame, let him say nothing. But I don't understand something. Isn't the person going to understand that if the Kohen says nothing, that means it's Tame? So what does it help that he's going to be quiet? Well, the answer is, once the Kohen proclaims that he's Tame, he has to go up Michutz L'Machna. And he can't be with his friends on Yom Tov, and he's going to be with other people that spoke Lashon Hara, that I'm Netzai Raya. So even if the Kohen is quiet, then he knows that he's going to be Tameh, but he can still be with his friends. He can still have Simchas Yom Tov. And as the Taisus Yom Tov explains, the main thing that makes a person happy is being amongst the right people. If you have good friends, then you're always happy. And if you're with the wrong people, you're not happy.